It's in a little bit. Just a little bit, no doubt about it. Okay, so Kevan Shekol Hanes Haya Al Yedei Hayayin. Since the miracle of Purim was related to wine, or came about because of wine, Vashti Nitra Dapa Mishta Hayayin Uva Esther Bukoma. So first, Vashti's being ousted or executed has to do with the fact that it was surrounding a feast, and certainly was a feast that involved wine. And Esther comes because of that. So that's one miracle that was related to wine. Likewise, the downfall of Haman happened through the medium of a feast and wine. I think yain is used explicitly there. Therefore, Chazal commanded that we drink on Purim to the point of intoxication, according to the Pshat Gemara. Person's obligated to vasume. The root of vasume is sam, which means a drug, but to be intoxicated until they can't tell the difference between Haman and Mordechai. Pachos yishte Yosef mehergelo. Pachos yishte Yosef mehergelo kedei liskor sanesa gadol v'yishan. So. Poskim interpreted in different ways the extent to which one should drink on Purim. Some take the Gemara as literally as possible. And others, such as the Rama, suggested that... So the opinion of Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Rishonim, is that the Gemara is not like... is that we don't follow this Gemara. In the middle, you have the opinion of the Rama, who says that you should drink a little bit more than one usually does in order to commemorate the miracle. And then you fall asleep. And through sleeping, can't tell the difference between Haman and Mordechai. So Rav Willow goes through a whole thing that because the Rama says that in theory, one can start their meal right before Shkia and continue into the night. So if you only start, drinking... 5 minutes before sunset, and then you fall asleep after sunset, so you haven't really fulfilled the whole idea of Adlo Yada until Purim is over. So how does that work? So it goes through a whole lumdis on this. Maybe that part of it could be done in the morning, or maybe we would say in other cases that the mitzvah continues in spite. I don't know. But that's our mas p'sak. For ulam mishu chalusha bativo. Certainly, somebody who is what do they call there? Lightweight. V'chei mishu odeya be'asva she'adei kain yizalzel chas v'shalom be'ezem mitzvah bevrachal v'tfila. Or somebody who knows that if they get drunk, they're not going to be able to perform mitzvahs properly. They won't make proper brachas. They won't be able to daven maariv. She'yavu chas v'shalom lekalus rosh. Or if they will come to be frivolous, or I would say much worse, to cause chil Hashem through drinking, driving chas v'shalom, or through just being profane and going crazy in the street. So mutav shelo yishtaker, such a person should be careful not to get drunk. Should know themselves. Chol ma'asav yu l'shem shemayim. Everybody's actions should be for the sake of heaven. That's what the Rama ultimately says. That whether one has a lot of wine or a little bit, should be l'shem shemayim. Rabbi Seinu Rashi Hashiva Kvar Hichrizu L'Talmidim Shelo Lishtaker Purim. So every year in YU, there's a whole... actually, I haven't seen it yet, but usually every year in YU, there's a whole letter that goes around that every Rosh Hashiva has signed, saying that, especially given that Abe, a lot of Talmidim are underage, and given the danger that comes with yeshiva guys being careless as they drink, so they paskin for the yeshiva guys that they should be following the Ramah, and only drinking a little bit, if at all, and not more than that. Kaftas ha'avol chayev toch shiva chayev b'matanos levyoni v'gam l'sholach manos l'reihu. So somebody who's sitting shiva has to give matanos levyoni v'sholach manos mikol malkan l'sholach davar shal simcha. I shouldn't give something that's particularly exciting or joy-inducing. V'ol ha'avol ein sholchi manos kol shnei masar chodesh afil davar she'enu shal simcha. So somebody who's in mourning for 12 months, you can't send them, you're not supposed to send them any manos that are related to simcha. By the way, Rabbi Ezra Schwartz, one of my Rebbeim explained it to me. It's also part of an issue of Sheilas Shalom, of that sort of camaraderie and seeking the well-being of somebody else. So it's not necessarily about giving the present per se, but about either the simcha that it induces or the shalom that's created in that sense. I was asked or it came up about the shol shalach manas. So that doesn't really count as sending shalach manas. So it's not really a problem, and it's not really coming directly from one person. It's very different. So that novel can be included in those I was told, but individual shalach manas not. Somebody who needs matanos avyonim, needless to say, they are allowed to be given matanos avyonim, especially if it's not something that induces extra simcha. So the only person around them is the avil, so you can give them shalach manos and matanos avyonim. Okay. Shouldn't do labor on Purim. Somebody who does malacha on Purim, they will not see any blessing come as a result of that labor. But you're allowed to have a non-Jew do malacha. You could have a non-Jew come and do renovations, repairs, whatever it is. So you could, shopping is permitted. You can write a letter to somebody. Anything that has to get done, or anything that doesn't require a lot of concentration focus. If you have to write something for the purpose of a mitzvah, if you need to drive, let's say, in order to fulfill a mitzvah Purim, so you can do regular malachas. If it's for the purpose of Purim or for the purpose of mitzvah. So the prohibition of doing malacha is not the way it is on Shabbos, but it's about that one should not treat it as a regular day and shouldn't work like it's a regular day, but the day should really be involved in the matter of Purim and being involved in the mitzvahs. If you you spend the day sending shalach manos and matanos levyonim having the suda, that really takes up the whole day. So that's obviously the ideal where it's possible. Rabbi Chaim Akasha, I'm going to say, 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 I'm going to say